this job is covering mass shootings, specifically when it's dealing with young children. It's the worst part, to be live when it's happening and then to be covering it in the aftermath. It just sucks. There's really no winning to it. It's predictable, all the different responses, and it's really just madness. And we tend to just forget about the families and the communities that are mourning, and we turn it into all these other issues. And so I wasn't going to talk about it at all today, quite frankly, but it is unavoidable. And then I saw this outburst from Beto O'Rourke today, and I was watching live when it happened. And so I had to come in here and cover this and play this video. I mean, there's so much to this short clip. So here's Beto O'Rourke disrupting a school shooting press conference so that he can go on an unhinged political rant about disarming Americans.
Excuse me.
The time
excuse me.
To stop this.
Excuse
was,
me.
Was after Santa Fe High School.
Sit down. Don't pull
us stuff.
Hey.
Was after El Paso.
Sit down and don't play this stuff.
The next shooting is right now, and you are doing nothing.
No.
You're offering us nothing.
You need to get that out of here.
You said this is not predictable. This is totally predictable when you choose.
Sir, you're out of line. Sir, you are out of line. Sir, you are out of line. Please leave this auditorium.
Sir, you can exit.
I can't believe you're a sick son of a bitch that would come to a deal like this to make a political issue.
This is not the place to do that.
And then he gets escorted out. Now, if you had done that, and oh, he's not finished yet. Oh, and now he's doing the finger waving, the finger pointing now.
I just want to let you know that if you are listening in right now,
his unhinged rant continues.
We have a reporter.
He's always been a psychotic. Now we just know it.
Who it is at this time. They have gone.
So then he gets an escort outside. Now, if you had done that, if I had done that, if one of my crew members had done that, they would have been arrested and they probably would have been put on a terror watch list by the FBI. But Beto O'Rourke gets to do his thing just fine. And you know, what have I been saying here, though, in a little bit of a lighter note, if you'll allow me, in a little bit of a lighter note here, some lighter tones for you. What have I been saying? Everyone wants to be InfoWars now. Everyone wants to be InfoWars now. So even Beto O'Rourke wants to be InfoWars. But boy, oh boy, if he thinks that's going to help him in the upcoming elections, well, it might help him fundraise. I'll give him that. He'll definitely fundraise millions of dollars, probably right out of California. And other blue states, I'm sure, will be fundraising gold mines now for Beto after that unhinged rant, that disruption of a school shooting press conference. And maybe that's what it's all about for little puppet man Beto, for creepazoid Beto. So the good news, though, we did have the runoffs yesterday, and the Bush dynasty was defeated. They're tens of millions to try to get rid of Ken Paxton were wasted, and even the FBI's attempt to sully Ken Paxton failed, and we stopped him. We stopped him. I believe the final tally was, I think it was like 67 to 32, somewhere along, that was the final tally. And so the Bush dynasty fails to take out, and the deep state and the Bush dynasty fails to take out Ken Paxton here as he smashes in yesterday's runoff. Thank God. We still have Ken Paxton as our attorney general. So they're going to have to bring out all the stops if they're going to try to win elections for Democrats coming up in the midterm, specifically Beto after that outburst. That's not going to go over well in Texas. Well, it's a sad day in America when our sickness, our disease, our crumbling civilization is put on full display with a lot of what we've seen over the course of the last 24 hours, from the sickening tragedy of children being shot in a school to then the politicized media government response to it. It's just all the sickness coming to the top for all of us to see, and it's really, it's nauseating, it's ugly, it's shameful, and yet here we are, and we have the exact response we would have expected, and so I'm going to get into that here today on this Wednesday, May 25th, live InfoWars War Room transmission brought to you by InfoWarsStore.com. I also have Patrick Howley joining me in the second hour, so we'll be talking about his latest story. It's just ridiculous, man. I mean, they now do drag queen story times for U.S. air bases. I'm not even kidding you. And it's one of the main air bases that, or one of the main bases that's facilitating, let's say, some of the training for the Ukrainian troops there in Germany. So I mean, the whole thing is just so bass ackwards. You're just like, what? Like, Ukraine is anti-trans, but the trans movement loves Ukraine. And now they're having drag queen story time at military bases in Germany before they send them to Ukraine? I just... Okay. So we'll be getting into that with Patrick Howley, trying to make sense of it all. Now, the globalists' announcement that they're conquering the world and ending humanity as we know it on this planet is still happening in Switzerland. That's still going on. So we've got a couple more clips from that. It's really just wild, though. It's just ceremonious. They're just bragging. I mean, they feel that they've already conquered this planet. They feel that they've already got enough compliance with the test run of COVID that they can just come out and tell you now their plans for world domination. And it's all cloaked like, oh, hey, you know, we're telling you this in public because it's good for you. It's good for the planet. We're the stewards of the earth. And really deep down inside, they're just blood-sucking demons. Or as the Daily Caller put it, a host of cartoonish Bond villains are deciding your fate from the Swiss Alps. I mean, but it is. It's cartoonish. I'm a big fan of the Bond movies. I, you know, each different Bond series with the new actor kind of has its own flavor. Back in the days of the original Bond movies, the plots were a little more lighthearted. There was a little more comedy to it. The villains were kind of comical. It was kind of goofy. The dialogue was a little goofy. Nowadays, they're like hardcore villains, though, in the Bond series. It's like, oh, these are hardcore villains. They really mean it. But it's like we're dealing with like the lighthearted goofball villains from the Bonds of the 60s and the 70s. I mean, Klaus Schwab, Albert Bülla, Bill Gates. I mean, these are cartoonish Bond villains. They're not even hardcore. But see, that's it. That's their disguise. They are hardcore. They do mean business. They've already jumped the shark. They've already made the intellectual decisions. This is how the world is going to run. You thought you had plans for the future? Cancel your plans. Bill Gates has plans. Klaus Schwab has plans. The World Economic Forum has plans. The World Health Organization has plans. And that's what this is. You have Bill Gates that owns the World Health Organization and Klaus Schwab that basically runs the World Economic Forum. Those are like the two heads of this Hydra system that you see now showing its face in Switzerland. So we'll have some of that as well. By the way, have you been checking on the latest in the Ukrainian struggle against Russia? Have you been seeing that? Yeah. No, you haven't, because Ukraine is losing. Russia is winning. So the media is not covering it anymore, but it almost feels like it's kind of just waiting for something big to happen. Because now you had Soros at the meetings in Switzerland for the World Economic Forum saying that that could lead to World War III. And even Henry Kissinger, war, never seen a war he didn't want to get involved in. Even Henry Kissinger is saying if Ukraine doesn't surrender to Russia, it's going to be World War III. So Kissinger is telling Ukraine to surrender. And then Soros is saying, no, Ukraine can't surrender. We must take out Putin. So, I mean, wow. Talk about two agents of chaos going in separate directions. I guess Kissinger doesn't want to see a nuclear war destroy the entire planet. I guess the Pope doesn't want to see a nuclear war destroy the entire planet. George Soros maybe does. I mean, look. If I look like George Soros and I'm running around telling people how to live their lives, just shoot me. Just put me out of my demonic misery. If I'm 90 whatever years old, can barely walk, can barely read, and still obsessing over how others are going to run their lives or how I'm going to run their lives, just end me, please. Never let me become a miserable human being like that. But there you have it. Oh, Zelensky rejects Kissinger plan to concede to Russia. Oh, yeah, like Zelensky is the one making that decision. I bet Zelensky would love to end this thing and surrender. But even Zelensky is getting played around right now. I mean, imagine. Putin goes in and actually takes out terrorist groups, anti-Russian groups, racist groups, Nazi groups, and the entire eastern region of Ukraine that is now under Russian control is celebrating in the streets, waving Russian flags, thanking Vladimir Putin, going to church again. And the entire Western media is like, oh, Putin bad. Putin's the bad guy. We must stand with Ukraine, $50 billion, $40 billion. And then that money gets stolen. The weapons just end up who knows where. And then Russia wins anyway. Russia wins locally in Ukraine. Russia wins internationally, geopolitically. Their dollar, ruble goes up. U.S. dollar goes down. Oil deals now being made in the ruble and not in the dollar. And now the balance of power has shifted because India and China and Saudi Arabia and the UAE and Brazil and Mexico and so many others have said, we're not siding with Biden. We're not siding with America. We're not siding with starting a war with Russia. We're not getting involved. It's really what it is a giant embarrassment to Biden. Because it used to be the U.S. would have enough influence and power and enough respect that they could actually at least appear, other countries would at least appear to support the U.S. No, Biden has lost that respect on the world stage. Now they joke about Biden in every other country. All the other SNL-type shows in China and Russia and Saudi Arabia and Mexico and everywhere else, they all make fun of Biden. It's all a big joke. I mean, the Democrats are intentionally destroying this country. And now they're telling you, as things go to chaos and crime, now they're telling you they want you disarmed. Wow.
Frank in North Carolina, thanks for holding so long. Go ahead.
Yeah, Alec, I just have to say something, man. It seems like every time I turn on your broadcast, you're bragging. It just gets old, man.
I'm going to shut you down right now, okay? We're taking calls about your nomination. Do you understand they're having congressional hearings trying to shut us down? Do you understand? I'm ringing the alarm. If that was happening to anybody else, I'd be freaked out. I mean, what's it going to take? Us being shut down? Is that what you want, Frank?
You know what, Alex?
Hey, put him on pause again. Hey, Frank, do you understand it's not bragging to say we are the tip of the spear, we're under attack, we need your help? As much begging as I do, we can barely pay the bills and grow in the face of this. I'm not going to just stop growth and let them start pushing us backwards. You understand? I need your help, Frank. I need your help, Frank.
Go to InfoWarsStore.com right now and help fund the InfoWar.
Do you understand? I need your help, Frank. I want to thank the InfoWars family of viewers and listeners who are amazing activists. The mere fact that you spread the word about the broadcast, the mere fact that you pray for the show and our crew and our guests, the mere fact that you buy products at InfoWarsStore.com is game-changing and is changing the world. Well, now, if you go to InfoWarsStore.com, you can get one of the last 15,000 t-shirts of all of our original designs going back more than 25 years. We're getting rid of all of the inventory and over 150 designs that I've come up with. In the future, we'll still have some limited t-shirts that are limited edition. But right now, if you want to get any of the classic InfoWars shirts, most of them have already sold out. A few months ago when we launched this initiative, we had 60-plus thousand t-shirts. Now they're down to 15,000 t-shirts that we're selling at cost to clear out inventory, to fund the operation, and so people can basically wear their InfoWars colors, their uniform, out in society to meet like-minded people. It's an adventure every time you wear an InfoWars shirt and go out in public. So all those classic designs are now limited edition and will never be made again. It will only have limited editions and a limited number of shirts going forward in the future. We've got to clear the inventory to fund our operation. I want to thank you all for coming through, and I want to encourage viewers and listeners out there who have not gone out and have not gotten one of these historic shirts to take action now, because these really are part of history. Now, all the shirts are being sold at cost, except for one. That's the Alex Jones Was Right new limited edition shirt for $24.95, so we get some funds in to run the operation. And again, in the future, we'll have limited shirts that we fund our operation with, but not this giant catalog of hundreds of shirts. They're all about to be history and will only exist in your closet or in your drawer, and you will have a piece of history. So thank you for all your support. Get your InfoWars limited edition t-shirts while you still can, because they're almost all gone. InfoWarsStore.com.
What are champions made of? Here's a man who can show you.
InfoWarsStore.com is simply the best. InfoWarsStore.com beats out all the rest. 888-253-3139, 888-253-3139, 888-253-3139 is the InfoWarsStore hotline. 888-253-3139, 888-253-3139, 888-253-3139. That's InfoWarsStore.com.
If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance.
Simulation at this point is just kind of getting out of control, isn't it? It's getting kind of ridiculous. We went from killing babies is a human right to stop killing our babies. And all it took was one day, and all of a sudden the liberal logic shifted. The NPC implantable microchip was exchanged from Roe versus Wade to gun control. It's just amazing to be witnessing this. It's just so shocking. And now the liberal summer of rage is gearing up. They are gearing up. It is an election year after all, and so it's time for Democrats to rage. And they couldn't really get the violence and the vitriol and the numbers, quite frankly, that they would have liked to begin their summer of liberal rage on the Roe versus Wade issue. So now they're going to try to do it on the gun issue. I still don't think it's going to go the way they think it is, especially if they're going to be branding it with Black Lives Matter. That's an argument I'd love to see from Democrats. Let's disarm Black Americans. Let's disarm minorities. Let's hear that from the Democrats, please. Oh, I'm begging for you. But that's who they're running this protest through, is Black Lives Matter Houston. And so, oh, what do you know? The NRA has a meeting coming up this Friday in Houston. I don't think this is the big NRA convention. I'm not sure when the big NRA convention is. I'm sure, though, this is going to be a build-up to that. In fact, guys, will you find me the dates of the big NRA convention? I do believe it is in Houston. I think it's in July. But the point is, so they're now trying to get a big protest at this NRA leadership forum that is going to be featuring Ted Cruz, John Cornyn, of course, Wayne LaPierre, Greg Abbott, Dan Crenshaw, and others. Oh no, is it? Oh, so it is. So it is the big. This is the big weekend then. So this is the big NRA annual convention then in Houston. So they're trying to run their liberal summer of rage through a Black Lives Matter promotion to get people to come out and protest against guns. Somehow I feel that's not going to work. But they're going for it. Beto's promoting it. They're all promoting it. Oh, get out. Beto's demanding the NRA leave Texas. Oh, you know, the NRA, I believe it's the largest private group of its kind in the country with the millions of members. So let's see what they can drum up as they're trying to stoke the fires of their liberal summer of rage. It's not going well for them, but we're still getting started. It's still early. They still got a lot of tricks up their sleeve. Normally, the buildings aren't burning till June, so we will obviously be watching it. Oh, I mean, just look at this tripe. Every single person speaking at this NRA event has blood on their hands. You are just sick. You are just sick. So, killing your baby is your right. Don't feel any guilt for that. But here's an event you had nothing to do with, but you're guilty. Hey, you want to talk solutions? We can talk solutions all day long. You can write every bit of gun legislation in the book you want. It's not going to do a damn thing. Whatever gun laws you think you're going to pass are not going to stop the next school shooter. It's not going to happen. You know what will, though? Somebody standing in the doorway with a gun. Hey, I don't want to live in a society. I don't want to live in a civilization where that's how bad it is, that we're crumbling so bad that we feel we need armed security at schools because somebody might come massacre some children. That hurts. That sucks. I don't like that. I know my civilization is collapsing. I'm not in denial of that. But you want to talk solutions? Okay, let's talk solutions. What's going to stop the next school shooter? A good guy in the doorway with a gun. That's it. Not Beto O'Rourke grandstanding. Not Chuck Schumer trying to write gun legislation, which failed today. Oh, and this is the same group. So you had a member of Border Patrol chasing the killer, and he wasn't prepared to go face a mass shooter. He didn't have all the proper gear on. He said, I'm going in alone, and I'm going to take this guy down, and he gets wounded doing it. A hero, a legend. I don't even know his name. I should find that out. I got the story here from AP, but it doesn't have his name in it. Oh, defund the police. All cops are bad. Border Patrol agents are terrorists, right? Oh, all those things.
Oh, who just stopped a mass shooter? Oh, that's right. The Border Patrol agent, the cops, the people that put their lives on the line that you want to defund. Oh, I see. Oh, all cops are bad. Border Patrol are terrorists. Really, tell that to the Border Patrol agent that just got shot saving children's lives. Is he a terrorist too? Are you going to go chant about how bad he is in the streets? You're going to be chanting how Border Patrol are terrorists at your protest coming up in Houston this weekend? You're going to be saying defund the police? You're going to be saying all cops are bad? Who do you call when there's a school shooting going on? You call a cop, but all cops are bad, defund the police. I got you. This is their logic, and they're all coming out. Barack Obama criticizes gun lobby, pushes action on guns in wake of Texas shooting. They're all coming out. You saw Beto crash the press conference. As if we didn't know Beto O'Rourke was already a psychotic when he used to write memoirs about how he dreams about running people over in cars. Yeah, that's Beto. I don't know if you remember that when he was running for office. Yeah, Beto would write stories about running people over in vehicles, and he loved it so much. But yeah, I'm sure he's not a psychotic. Or this Democrat, Galago, he goes on TV, says, F you, Ted Cruz, F you, baby killer. Oh, 65 million babies aborted by Planned Parenthood. Okay, who are the baby killers? Whoopi Goldberg threatens violence, lashes out at Republicans following deadly mass shooting. It's the liberal summer of rage. Whoopi Goldberg is raging. She's raging, and she wants you to rage with her. And she wants you to burn and loot and steal and assault and batter and murder because it's the liberal summer of rage. Oh, and then there's Steve Kerr. Oh, geez, this guy. What a disaster. Knows basketball, and that's about it. Good with playing with balls. Has no intellect whatsoever outside of that. NBA coach throws tantrum, blaming Republicans for Texas school shooting. So here's Steve Kerr's here's Steve Kerr's dream world. Steve Kerr wants police defunded, so no police. Steve Kerr doesn't want you to have a firearm, so no protection. So man, oh man, in Steve Kerr's world, guess what? You'd have a school shooting every day. You'd have a mass slaughter every day in Steve Kerr's world, but he's going to bang on the desk and pound on it real hard and get all emotional because he's a basketball coach. He knows nothing about politics or history or the Second Amendment, but he's a basketball coach, and he wants you to die. You know, I am a bit of a nostalgic guy. I've got little keepsakes from over the years, specifically like sports memorabilia. And every once in a while, I'll even bust into it just to take a look at an autographed baseball or autographed bat or some of the old baseball cards and stuff that I used to have. It's a nostalgic keepsake for me. It reminds me of a past and something I was involved in, going to baseball games with my dad and my friends. And that's what we're trying to tap into now at InfoWarsStore.com with this audience. When we do the limited edition release silver coins, when now we're making all of our t-shirts limited edition as well, and our latest token in this endeavor is the InfoWars Republic Defense Alex Jones exclusive fine gold bar limited edition card that you see there on the screen. I've got a couple of them here on my desk that I just like to show off and, you know, keep right here for the cameras. But this is an investment in free speech to keep InfoWars on the air, and it gives you a little memorabilia for whatever the fate of InfoWars may be. You'll still have this as a token, as memorabilia, and it'll be a memory, a keepsake of a time where we saved freedom on planet Earth. We saved free speech. We saved the truth. We saved common sense. Yeah, we saved the planet. Is that too bold to say? No, I don't think so. I think this audience of activists and this great crew and all the people that we've platformed and jump-started to be even bigger than us in some cases, good for them. Yeah, we're going to save the planet, damn it. That's what this is about. We recognize the planet's in danger. We're going to frickin' save it. But this is one way we're keeping on air, at least in the time being. But also, never forget about the great supplements at InfoWarsStore.com. Today, I'm powered by BrainForce Ultra, on sale, back in stock at InfoWarsStore.com. I'm drinking the coffee as well, so I'm a double dose of power. And then Survival Shield X2, back in stock. This is a top-rated, top seller, Survival Shield X2, nascent iodine. This is a must-have at InfoWarsStore.com.
One of my favorite guests, Dr. Vladimir Zevzelenko of ZDTalksLife.com, is here, and I wanted him because he's got great products. He came up with all these different treatments 2 years ago that saved millions of lives. He never wants to talk about it, but I approached him. I said, you should be a sponsor. We want to promote your products. He said, fine, but spend a few minutes, sir, about the great products you've got that counter all the crazy stuff that's going on in the world.
Listen, I see people dropping dead from blood clots. and getting immune dysregulation, you know, over or underreactive immune system, and dying from stuff that they shouldn't be dying from, like a cold or Omicron. And so I saw there was a need to, you know, the FDA allows me to say, create a nutritional supplement, an immune booster that may help people. And so Z-Detox contains NAC and acetylcysteine. This stuff stops blood clots. Everything I'm saying is peer-reviewed, NIH, on the NIH server, and so on. So NAC stops blood clots, and if someone's at risk of blood clots for whatever reason, that's a good thing. And also, one of the problems I've seen lately, for some unknown reason, is people's immune systems are getting destroyed. And so using EGCG, which is a green tea extract, together with higher dose zinc, mitigates the risk of getting certain viruses, like new further future strains of COVID, or influenza virus, or RSV virus, or even, God forbid, Marburg virus, which is a potential emerging bioterrorist threat. They're all single-stranded RNA viruses. So by inhibiting the common pathway for viruses to replicate these viruses, that is a very good thing for people who have damaged immune systems. I'm trying to detox people from a toxic world, if you can read between the lines. And so it was born out of need, you know. I can't stand having people die from blood clots, 20-year-olds dying from blood clots.
We love you. We appreciate you. ZDTalksLive.com. Thank you so much. Look forward to talking to you soon.
God bless you, Alex.
God bless you.
If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance.
This broadcast is not for the weak-minded.
It's the War Room
with Owen Scheuer.
Watch the live stream at band.video.
Got such a great crew. They like to talk at the breaks. They share their opinions, their observations sometimes, and they sometimes fill in holes and gaps that I may leave behind. And so they're telling me their thoughts about this Black Lives Matter protest that the Democrats are trying to drum up the liberal summer of rage now, asking them to protest their own rights, their own Second Amendment rights. And so let me get this straight here. The people who just maimed and murdered cops for an entire summer are protesting a mass shooting that cops stopped with a gun to demand cops take their guns? I'm just trying to get this straight, but I think I nailed it there. I think that's it, right? We're sending out the group of people that just murdered and maimed cops, tried to burn them inside of buildings, chanted about dead cops, all cops are bad. And then that group is now going to go protest cops that stopped a school shooting to demand that the cops that they hate take their guns. Am I getting this right? I think I've nailed it, though. I think that's the logic here. Doesn't make sense to me. I'm not a liberal. And then another point was, are they trying to get somebody shot? You're going to send out these violent terror mobs that we all just watched burn American cities to the ground for an entire summer, and now you're talking about a liberal summer of rage. You're clearly trying to get them to instigate a riot, and now you're going to send them outside of an event that will have thousands, if not tens of thousands, of gun owners present? Boy, you liberals, you Democrats, you are really smart people. You've really got it all figured out, don't you? Boy, oh boy, we should probably just hand over the keys and let you run the show. I mean, look at what a great job you've done in California and New York. I mean, everybody's moving to those states. Oh, wait, no, they're not. They're abandoning those states in droves. Huh. Well, good luck with your little protest this weekend. But see, all their propaganda is failing, folks. And it's really just showing how sick they are and how filled with lust and desire for power they are. Because that's what people are starting to see
I mean, every time you're just talking about we need gun laws, we need more laws, we need bigger government, you need to hand over your rights. We're upset some children just got shot by a psychotic, and now you're asking me to turn my guns in? I'm not understanding you. Majority Leader Chuck Schumer postpones gun control legislation. He does not have the votes. So, okay, is this their new big thing now? Is gun control, gun legislation, is this the next thing for the NPCs? I mean, the times are contracting, right? I mean, the phases of their trends are contracting. I mean, it's like, I mean, we're talking about inside of a month now. We're talking about inside of a month, you're going from Ukraine to Roe versus Wade to gun control, all in a month. Incredible stuff. Now, we'll see if they're able to drum up any protesting this weekend like they intend to, because we know that they're intending another summer of rage, a repeat of 2020. But we're just getting started here. It's only May, although we are almost to June. So be careful. The Democrat-liberal summer of rage is approaching. And so people know that, and they actually go out and they buy guns. In fact, I would bet you, and I don't know if you can even find these numbers, but maybe it'll be reported, I bet you more guns are purchased this weekend than any weekend in the current calendar year, at least so far. I think that's probably a pretty safe bet because that's the instinct. Oh, there's criminals, there's violent people around me want to do me harm. I'm going to protect myself. Second Amendment. But, you know, the Democrats have always wanted their slaves. That's why they were members of the KKK. And so now they just want to enslave everybody. They don't care what color your skin is. They want to disarm you so that you can be a good slave. Because don't you see? Oh, when they roll out their big plan, they're going to need compliance. And we complied all right with COVID. We got like a C+ for compliance with COVID. You know, Australia, they got like an A. We got like a C+. So when they bring their real lockdowns for the climate and they send armed UN troops to stop you from engaging in climate change extreme activity, they don't want you to have a gun. They want to come in and be able to take you away without any struggle. They, the government, they get a monopoly on violence, not you, the slave. And how rich? What's more rich? The World Economic Forum telling you that man-made climate change is the biggest threat to this planet, and they fly into the event from around the world on private jets. Some of them fly in on C-130s that carry private jets. I mean, we're talking jumbo jets carrying private jets. I mean, it's madness. And then they hop out and they say, oh, you need to control your carbon emission for the planet. And then they hop in their jumbo jet and jet set across the world, go hang out in their, you know, 100-foot yacht, tell you have to be a good slave. You have to learn to live like a peasant. You have to learn to live like a rat. So what's more bold? Them flying all from all over the planet to the World Economic Forum on private jets to lecture you about carbon emissions and climate change, or American politicians that have armed security around them 24/7, the same politicians that felt threatened after January 6th that demanded automatic machine gun turrets at the corners of the Capitol and sent 10,000 armed guards to protect them, those same people are calling for you to be disarmed. Now, what do these two things have in common? They're both of the left. They're both modern-day liberalism, progressivism. communism, socialism, call it whatever you want. It's all the same vein. So the same people that want to sit on their high horse, act holier than thou when they're total scumbags, they fly around the world on private jets. They tell you to stop flying around on private jets. They have armed security 24/7, 10,000 troops if they want them, but they tell you you can't have a gun. I mean, what more do you need to know about these people? And now, I mean, they already have illegal gun registries, folks. It's not even a secret. So far, Thomas Massey seems to be the only one calling this out. He says a searchable federal registry of gun owners is illegal in this country, so why is the ATF digitizing individual purchase records to be kept indefinitely? A national gun registry is a prerequisite to gun confiscation. This must be stopped. And he shares the story from Fox News. Gun rights groups ATF report accuses agency of making illegal gun registry as Cruz takes aim at Senate. No, they have the illegal gun registry. Is it really that even surprising or shocking? I mean, quite frankly, everything is on a registry. That's why they want a cashless society and a digital society, so that literally every action you take, you burp, you fart, you stub your toe, you make a purchase, everything goes into the digital cloud. That's why they all want to upload you to a machine so you can be tracked and traced and controlled more easily.
There is another very important phase of warfare. It has as its target not the body, but the mind of the enemy.
The target of psychological warfare is against the enemy's mind.
It is words and ideas.
Ammunition used by Cywar.
Its mission is to influence the thoughts of the enemy soldiers. And at the same time,
is expected and encouraged to study foreign languages and the social sciences such as history, economics, and sociology. He must have a broad and sympathetic understanding of all phases of human experience.
Gripping at my skin, the walls of night closing.
But the use of this force as an integral part of combat has now taken on new form.
About to give you a very important URL that you need to save, that you need to write down, that you need to keep in your mind. freeworldoutlet.com. If you want to keep InfoWars on the air while at the same time getting amazing products and save money, then this is the place to go. freeworldoutlet.com. Now, I've worked with the folks that have created this amazing online shopping cart for many, many years. And because we've been deplatformed, because we've been attacked, because a lot of powerful forces are trying to shut us down, we've been reaching out to partners we've had in some cases for over a decade, like in this case, and asking them to develop and set up sites and systems so people can get our products into the future, no matter what happens to some of the InfoWars operations. So if you want to save money and get amazing products like DNA Force Plus that's sold out at InfoWarsStore.com, available, discounted at freeworldoutlet.com. Or things like X2, about to sell out at InfoWarsStore.com. It's 25% off right now. It is 40% off at freeworldoutlet.com. Let me tell you what else is discounted there. Knockout Sleep Support, 50% off at freeworldoutlet.com. Brain Force Plus, 50% off at freeworldoutlet.com. Ultimate Bone Broth, 50% off at freeworldoutlet.com, and so many other great specials. So you get the very same great products at InfoWarsStore.com. We partner with these folks so we can get money into the future to be able to actually produce more products to keep ourselves on the air. It's partnerships like this that help us stay on air and help you save money while enjoying the amazing health benefits and life-fulfilling benefits of the amazing supplements. But not just that, there are a whole bunch of amazing books and documentary films and so much more. They're going to be adding new products all the time to freeworldoutlet.com. So keep InfoWars on the air, save money, enrich your life at one place, freeworldoutlet.com. And thank you so much for your support.
If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance.
Man, oh man, they really are trying to get this Democrat liberal summer of rage underway. They would love to have another summer of 2020 repeat itself in 2022. It's the Democrat Party, after all, the largest terror group in America. That's why they're constantly pointing fingers at everybody else. And so it's not working. So they're calling out they're calling up the big dogs to stoke the flames of liberal terrorism. Barack Obama on Twitter today, bringing up George Floyd, saying, oh, as we mourn the children of Uvalde, it's all about George Floyd killed by the police officer. It's racist. It's racist. And don't forget about the young guy that was killed by George Zimmerman. Racist, racist, hatred, division, rage. So, I mean, folks, I'm telling you, this might be a bigger piece of the puzzle, a bigger hint, a bigger clue than even their banners where they promote Black Lives Matter to go out in Houston this weekend and protest the NRA convention. Barack Obama coming out and bringing up George Floyd. And I forget the young man that was shot by George Zimmerman. For Barack Obama to come up and bring them up today and say racism, racism, racism is a bigger clue, a bigger hint. I mean, it's like a 10-ton bomb compared to like a tiny little firecracker that is this Black Lives Matter thing. They're bringing out the big guns. They're bringing out Obama to promote the liberal summer of rage. Remember George Floyd. Remember America's racist history. And go out and do something about it. Oh, man, oh, man, oh, man. So, they really want to get this summer of rage kicked off. And, of course, it's the radical Barack Obama. But, see, even Obama will fail them. Not even Obama will be able to succeed. America sees Obama for what he is now. People recognize Obama was the worst thing that ever happened to America. I mean, you can go find the average American, the average black voter that voted for Barack Obama, and go ask them how they feel about Obama now. You'll get a nice viral clip, I'll tell you that. I'll tell you that. So, yeah, Obama trying to stoke the embers here to get a nice fire of Democrat liberal rage going in Texas over this weekend. I mean, we're just dealing with sick, demonic people. All right, ladies and gentlemen, before I get to the rest of the news, InfoWarsStore.com. If you were with me yesterday, you know I placed a nice big order of the toothpaste that we have. We have two different forms of the toothpaste. We have the activated charcoal toothpaste or the super coral whitening toothpaste. Both are great. Both have plenty of 5-star reviews. Either one, you're going to be satisfied. I am more a fan of the super coral whitening toothpaste myself. It's my favorite toothpaste. I love the clean mouth and clean teeth feel it gives me. No fluoride in there, by the way. No fluoride in there. We're not going to hit you with that neurotoxin. So fluoride-free whitening toothpaste. It's super coral at InfoWarsStore.com. Why not shop with the good guys? I'm assuming everybody in the audience brushes their teeth. So I would hope you're getting your toothpaste from InfoWarsStore.com. And if not, now is the time. And while you're there, you can go on over to the apparel section where all of our T-shirts and hats are now limited edition. So if there is an item that you've been thinking about getting, sitting on the fence about getting a T-shirt, now's the time because we are selling out of this apparel. And in fact, just in time for summer, InfoWars sunglasses are in stock. How about that? You know, I don't know how many of these we purchased, but I have a feeling they're going to be selling out quick. I have a feeling this is going to be a hot item at InfoWarsStore.com. InfoWars sunglasses in black or white with the InfoWars logo on the side. So, while you're stopping that summer sun from scorching your retinas with the InfoWars sunglasses, you're also supporting free speech in the process. So, there you go. It's all at InfoWarsStore.com, and it's your support there that keeps us on the air. All right, a little bit more of the madness here before we're joined by Patrick Halley, and then we get into a different brand of madness, the drag queen story time madness coming up next. But, no, here's some of the liberal Democrat madness. Let's go to Juliet Kayyem. I think she was MSNBC, or I can't recall. We'll have the video here. Maybe it's CNN. You'll see on the video, but it's CNN. Thank you, crew. She, I don't even really know how to explain this. Her logic in response to the shooting is somehow we need more illegal immigrants. Very interesting. And she actually says it once at the beginning of the segment and then doubles down and says it again at the end. So we can just play these clips back to back. Tell me if this liberal logic makes any sense to you.
From an investigation standpoint, I'm going to do what the facts tell me now. So I've got demographics, first of all, an 80% Hispanic school district. So the most important thing for the federal government to do right now is to say there will be no immigration enforcement during this period in that area. It has a large immigration population.
Hold on, pause it, pause it, pause
it.
I'm sorry. I know I've heard this before. I'm hearing it again, and I'm just stunned. Guys, just rewind it 10 seconds again. So, again, it's the left. It's the Democrats. They're obsessed with race. So it's all, oh, race this, race that. So always race is the first thing they go to. And then it's, we need to allow illegal immigrants in the country? Okay, so here's her logic again. See if I'm just stunned. I'll shut up.
Hispanic school district. So the most important thing for the federal government to do right now is to say there will be no immigration enforcement during this period in that area. It has a large immigration population. You want parents with their kids. You don't want people hiding right now. And we need to make that clear ASAP because
hiding?
Of the political issues in Texas.
In schools?
Maybe there's a locked door, maybe there's a locking system, but we don't know. And so, you know, basically it's done. Once he decides to do it, it's done.
And if there's no one with a gun there, he's in.
Teachers, which is clearly going to be.
So imagine that. So pause it real quick and rewind it. And she doubles down on her wacky illegal immigration logic here. So, oh, the locked doors didn't work. You know, this whatever they had, the protocols didn't work. What would have worked? A guy standing at the door with a gun definitely would have worked, but that's the last thing that they want to suggest. No. We wouldn't actually want to stop the next school shooting. We'd rather take your guns. Here it is. Continue.
Maybe there's a locked door. Maybe there's a locking system, but we don't know. And so,
you know, there was no gun there.
It's done.
Once
he decides to do it, it's done. The second is the issue of arming teachers, which is clearly going to be part of this political debate in the future. So, arming teachers is only going to work if there's, you know, the teacher, him or herself, is able to stop the perpetrator. And that's making a huge assumption. So
pause
instead
it.
Of trying
Is this woman? Let's see.
I'm Mrs. Smith, and somebody comes into my classroom with a gun wanting to kill my students. Hey, I've got a stapler. I'll staple you. You better get out of here. I got a staple. I got a nice apple here. I'll throw my apple at you. Oh, no kidding. Arming teachers comes up in conversation. You don't think victims of a gun crime immediately want to get a gun? You don't think women that have been raped immediately want to get a gun? Duh. So, I mean, that's just the common sense response. They just they don't have common sense. It's not a reaction or something we like. That's just the common sense instinct. The gut is, oh, if someone's going to come after me with a gun, I'd like to have a gun to defend myself. Let's see if we can finish this clip before the break. No? No more on the clip?
Everyone in school, which is clearly going to lead to more deaths rather than fewer because of accidents or things getting elevated. That's what most of the data shows. You want to play a little offense.
What a liar. All right, that's enough of her. The data shows more guns, less crime. You bimbo. I mean, again, do these people even exist in reality? I don't think so.
There it is, right there, right now, Ultra 12, 40% off. Not 25, you get an extra 15% off just because people were watching. So they're experiencing the power of B12. And then there's also a combo of Ultra 12 and X2 also at 40% off. But Ultra 12, it supports healthy nerve cells. It's B12. And this is the methylcobalamin B12. This is the stuff that they inject into people, but you don't want to inject this into you. You just want to put it under your tongue. And boom, it gives you some energy. It helps your blood cells. It's essential for nervous system function. And it's really great stuff, and it tastes great. When I take mine, I mix it in. In fact, I still got some old Secret 12, which is the same thing. It's a little bit reformulated. That's why they had to change the name to Ultra 12. But same B12. It's excellent. It's the highest quality. You need this, and it supports everything that InfoWars is doing. Band.video sites. Everything that's going on, it supports it. And a lot of things you don't see, it's supporting. And so it really does help. And things we're starting to see a little bit, but we still need your support. We're starting to peek over the horizon just a little bit because things got bad there for a while. But, you know, it's back in stock. It could help you. You do a lot of B12?
Yeah, I'm like you because I know you're the same way where I actually like the taste of it. It's like, I don't know what it is. It's not just the Ultra 12. I like the taste of the Survival Shield. I like the taste of the Down and Out Liquid Sleep Support. I like the taste of the Brain Force Ultra. These liquid tinctures.
It's the glycerin.
It's a very, I mean, when you first, it's like the first time, couple times you take it, it's very chemically, and it's kind of, it's almost off-putting because it's very unfamiliar. But after a couple times, it really tastes good. It's like it almost unleashes something in your taste buds. It's like an electric taste, kind of.
It's really good, and it supports everything. Alex and the crew here and everybody that's out here pitching in, making things happen, changing the world.
If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance.
The fight for the future is now.
This is the